Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, Mega 64 Podcast, episode
311.
It is 311.
Camera on me. He's right.
We're getting close. We're getting close to 316.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, hey, what's the what's the 311 song? There is an actual 311
Monsters
song.
Monsters Inside.
That's, no, shut up.
Yeah, Creatures song.
If you're talking about hits, that's
creature
it.
Creature feature.
There's a 311 song that literally starts with 311. 3311.
No.
I'm not joking.
No.
You guys doubt me on 311 knowledge every week.
Why? Well, if that is a real song, which it's not, that's a theme song. Theme song. Sorry, Garrett.
Tell you what I like, this moment of unity, when there's no distance in between you and me. I gotta stop when it becomes us and them. Need an enemy for ego to win. These are the good old days.
People yelling it because it's a real song. I can't find what
it's
it is.
A homemade remix.
I think it's a thing that people chant.
The song is called Sick Tight. That's how sick tight.
No.
I knew they had a song called Sick Tight, but I couldn't remember if that was the one.
Of course Ryan would know.
Wow.
Sick.
Wow.
Look,
Sean,
when Juggalo screamed really family, family, no. That's not a song. That's just their thing.
That's what they do.
I'm holding Windows 95 Secrets. Look how thick this book of secrets is.
That's a lot.
Hey, imagine the open knowledge book.
Yeah.
I got that for upcoming video that's coming to my personal channel.
So. You got that over a year ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Over 2 years ago, I think.
No, not. It hasn't
that's
been
a big book.
It hasn't even been 1 year.
Oh, it's got to be at least a year. It's got to be.
A person's diary doesn't even have that many secrets.
Mine does.
You have a lot of secrets.
A lot of secrets. Yeah.
It talks about shareware hexadecimal editors. So look forward to that video. Anyways, welcome to Good Broadcast, the Mega 64 podcast.
Welcome.
The last podcast you'll ever need.
I want to say thank you to our sponsors. First of all, sumolounge.com, the greatest chairs ever made, ever sold. We should show the new one.
Okay.
We said we would last week and we didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new chair that Sumo has sent us. He sent us a couple of them called, affectionately, the Omni Reloaded.
Holy shit.
That is the name of it.
It's like a better version of the Reloaded.
Sean, do you want to get...
Yeah, I'll get it
off.
Oh.
It looks so comfy, I was going to hop
on.
Well,
you got to make sure it's locked in place.
Yeah.
It locks so you can...
It actually has joints inside that you can lock it and...
like that.
And
you want your head up.
I'm like that.
All of this
like
stuff
that.
Is flexible
okay.
and connects.
I was going to hop on.
Let him hop on.
You
can. Yeah, hop on.
Give him a try.
Come on. Come on over.
Were you going to like hold his hand and help him on?
This, you guys...
Okay, fine.
You guys don't want me to dive bomb that chair.
Go by yourself.
I'll destroy it.
Do you want to sit in like a different configuration though? Because you can just... kind of put it in like a different mode.
I wanted it how it was.
All right, I'll handle this plug then myself.
Thank you. All right.
So, yeah, anyway, you could flex it into any shape that you wanted to, and it locks in place, and then you just push it forward, and it releases. Bam, it's released.
So nice.
And you can fold it in half.
And, wait, look at I'll get the back.
It's like a chaise lounge.
Just pause for a second.
You fold it in half, and you put it in a bag.
Okay.
And,
you can take it.
Look at this convenient bag.
You
could take that on the bus ride with you. Just
take it on the bus.
Lock it up in the bike rack in front of the bus, and it goes with you to the park. Take it on a picnic. Take two of them on a picnic with your girlfriend.
Bring it to school and tell the teacher, I don't need your fucking desk. And kick it over and put that there.
Take it to church, put it up on the altar, and say, worship this. Camera's not even on me. Fuck.
Legitimately, this is probably... my favorite sumo chair of all of them.
I think this is actually the best one that they've sent us. Bring it to your local school, and if the teacher says, why are you sitting in that, just look directly into her eye and say, don't fuck with me.
Take it to the White House, and just toss it over the fence and run away. Because Obama would probably get a lot more done if he had one of these to relax
on.
Yeah,
he'd go, oh, finally. So I never wanted to get anything done because I didn't have a nice chair.
Throw one at the president.
No, just no, throw one. Oh, no, Eric. Uh-huh. Clean your ears out.
Sorry.
Throw one over the fence of the White House and then run away.
Not only that, but we chose to get this green one so we can maybe use it for acrylicine. That's fun.
Cool. Acrylicine so that out. Take our secrets, make videos. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Revenue and stock.
Mega 64 secrets book, way smaller than Windows 95 secrets
book.
Yeah.
Because of me.
Thanks. You're leaking away the good shit for free. Thank you. They could have paid for that info.
They could have. We could have.
Fuck!
We could have released Mega 64 secrets.
Can we be done yet?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sumo.
So,
Lounge.
Thank you, Sumo.
I also want to thank
Razor. Thank Razor.
Thank you, Razor. Well, I want to say thank you to Loot Crate. Lootcrate.com/Mega64. Subscribe and get a cool box of stuff. And then I also want to say this is not that nobody asked us to do this, but we got some copies of. I want to say thank you to Funimation. They sent us copies of Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods. Came out on Blu-ray, I think, last week. And I watched. Have you seen the extended? Well, no, you just got this.
Yeah, this is extended my copy. Clip.
It has an extended cut, and the extended exactly what I was hoping they would. It was all moments with unimportant characters. Doesn't sound like a compliment. It is. Because
that's the fun of this movie.
Yes.
Is the Z. Or almost the Dragon Ball type fun going on.
I thought they would give in to like, oh, more fighting, and they didn't. Instead, there's a scene where Oolong tries to take on Beerus. There's a scene where there's a whole intro to the movie. When the movie starts,
yeah. It
used to just drop in, like, immediately the plot begins.
Yeah.
In the extended one, there's this whole intro that's like the history of the Dragon Ball series, but it's all in the film animation. And it looks really, really
cool. That's cool.
Is Bulma drinking wine in this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She gets hammered in this.
It's her birthday.
Wow.
You know how some girls get on their birthdays?
Yeah, like wine.
Yeah.
Glug.
All month long. Birthday month, wine.
And then they're like talking to their girlfriends and shaking their glasses and wine spilling. Because I hate Bulma.
No wonder Vegeta gets so mad. He's got to deal with her.
Is the cat's name?
What do you mean? Wait, how does Vegeta deal with Bulma when he's angry? What does he do?
He's just gotta hold his temper back. Because you know how he gets angry.
Yeah. He's got anger issues.
Yeah,
for real. And he's
those
violent.
Saiyans.
That does come out in this film.
They probably have.
I don't want to spoil it.
Wicked sex.
How do you think? Well,
how do you think Trunks was made?
Yeah,
sex. Anyways.
Why were you going to hold that back?
Well, I just didn't know if some of the viewers out there. That's like in my own headcanon.
Some of the viewers out there have never heard that word before.
It's wild.
You've never heard this word before? Sex.
In my own headcanon, though, it's like.
Look it up.
Crazy bondage.
Hey, real
S&M.
Quick, this is a real question now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done with the hilarious bit. Real talk.
Okay.
Did you ever look up sex in the dictionary when you were a kid? Because I did.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
That is.
Who did not do that? And
no, and I looked up words like penis and vagina.
Well,
so.
I looked up sex in the dictionary, and the description was about that big and so inadequate. Like, hey, Encyclopedia Britannica, what the fuck?
Yeah, kids are trying to get all horned up.
Yeah, giant lapse in your information delivering ability.
That's fucking bizarre. I remember specifically looking up
sex.
You can't even jerk up to the dictionary anymore.
Yeah.
What about Windows 95?
Then you look up and you look up sex in the Urban Dictionary. Nowadays, it's no better. The description's way longer, but it's not any more informative.
Yeah.
So, just a thought I had.
do they still make like dictionaries and?
Oh, yeah, I doubt
it. Do they print those?
I bet they do, and they don't sell. Very
I just
well.
Had to buy them a thesaurus and dictionary for Emma's school.
No, we're talking encyclopedias. Right?
Use a dictionary.
I said dictionary.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that too, I mean.
I meant encyclopedia. I looked it up in the dictionary too, but also the encyclopedia.
I believe there was a time I believed in the education system, and now I'm in the it's a fucking scam arena.
Whoa.
Because of how many of your kids, my cousin's kids, whatever, when I hear about them buying all these books that are like, oh my God, we don't need that at all anymore. There's no reason to own that. But there's such a like stranglehold in terms of like those companies still need the profit.
What do you
like
mean?
That kids have to buy these like $80 books still is You don't need to do that anymore. That's over. Like, we don't have any need for
that. I still just generally like books and appreciate them.
Sure.
And I think it's important that especially that kids use books. I don't think we should let go of that just yet.
When it comes to a dictionary, I think let's let go of that. I in terms of reading a novel, that's one thing. Or,
but I disagree. I don't think you should rely on technology to do simple things. I mean, you can use the technology to make your life simpler, but when you're coming up in the schools, we should reinforce these habits of physically doing stuff for yourself, looking it up in a book, and not relying on somebody else to have programs.
A lot of times they use them in class, and they don't have, like, iPads or phones or anything like that.
Yeah, I can see both sides.
They use those in, like, school a lot. During lecture.
Podcast question of the week, is school a sham? Are books a ripoff?
I think we've invented ways to search, and that has eliminated there's certain, if you're researching, like, you know, biology or something like that, and they want you to read books, that's one thing, but I just think in terms of a dictionary, I don't use a fucking abacus either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they do in school.
Yeah, times are changing.
But they do it in the class.
Yeah. And you know what, too? I just think that, technology is good and it makes things more convenient, but you should have the foundation, the fundamental tools to do it yourself. And I think you get a lot more from using a book. Like, it helps you, as a little kid, learn, like, alphabetized stuff. And, like, you know, kids don't know that shit.
Yeah.
If they just rely on technology throughout their whole life, you're going to raise a bunch of dumbasses who can't do anything for themselves. Once their computer breaks, they're fucking dead. So
it's too late, though.
That's my argument.
For a lot of kids, I think it's, you know, already.
Have you heard this article?
Technology has fucking become, like, a totally different way that they are behaving now, you know.
It's true. It's taking over. I read this article. Maybe it's bullshit. You never know with articles on the internet. But it said that a few years ago, like a year and a half, 2 years ago, we came so close to a solar flare knocking out like 90% of the world's satellites. And they said that had that happened, it would have been like we had been rolled back 100 years.
Should get knocked offline and then it'll be like Wild West again. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Then what happens if you can't even use a dictionary?
That's why you need to get yourself a firearm. And you need to have a safety permit with that firearm and know how to use it responsibly.
All right, let's talk about real stuff now.
Oh, I was. Yeah. Just being real.
Whoever put this here, fuck you.
What? Shit.
Still waiting needs
what
to
be. What is that?
I'll put that in the dumpster later.
What is that? It's Streetcraft.
Hey, we didn't. Fuck books. Let's talk about something important. A lot of video game stuff happened this week. I wanted to say real quick. There was a lot of video game stuff we covered very quickly last week.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go in a little more detail this time. But I was going to say, we didn't get a chance to talk about, we did that Destiny video. We brought that up for like a second, and then Brental Floss, that freak.
Motherfucker. Sorry, Mom.
Interrupted us. You know, we get hacked in. So, anyway, we didn't get to talk about that video at all. And so I thought maybe we could bring that up.
Yeah. Let me start the discussion. Yeah. That video, I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, me too.
Rocco came in. He's the only one, and Garrett, I shouldn't say he's the only one, but these two guys have been playing Destiny a lot. Rocco came in after playing Destiny and laid it all out for me and Sean. We haven't been playing it. We're not familiar with the story, or lack thereof, as it seems to turn out. So, yeah, kudos. Kudos to Rocco.
It's a good video. But I think it was interesting that originally, when you were panning up and over, it was going to be like graphics of those characters of yours.
Yeah. So we did another cut of it where we actually put footage of everything that Rocco was talking about into the video. So when he pans up, and I think it actually works out for the best the way it is now. But originally, he was going to pan up and you were going to see his thoughts and the stuff he was talking about.
Yeah, Derek actually, I mean, he finished it. He did motion graphics. Describing the stories I was telling, and it would fade into, like, all the things happening. And it looked really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It looked really cool.
But it ultimately made the video less funny, we found out.
It wasn't funny at all.
We were really liking the video and laughing all throughout the editing process. And then that was, like, the final step. It's like, all right, now let's make this really polished. And we put all that stuff in. And it was just like, I don't know. This kind of, like, it just makes sense now.
It's like, it contextualized all the crazy stuff I was saying.
Yeah, it's like, and then you went to the moon. I see you going to the moon. Actually, it looks pretty cool. Let's go play Destiny.
Yeah, because the whole way that it started when I brought it up to the other guys, I said it wasn't even like there is definitely the story doesn't really kind of come together in any meaningful way in Destiny. No. It's there as a background thing and then go. It wasn't even that bothered me as much as just everything. If you described it to anyone, you sounded like a crazy homeless person. You go to the moon, and where's the sword? Where is it? You have to fight the darkness, and the queen wants you to because the heart is still alive.
Yeah,
and
she needs Gatelord's head.
Yeah, where's Gatelord's head? It just sounded like a crazy homeless person.
Yeah, and it was an insane ranting.
I think it actually helps the video because as it pans up, you see that in so many movies, you're almost expecting okay, now give it to me. And it's like, it just leaves you wanting more.
Yeah.
And that almost sums up the whole Destiny story to begin with. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm into it. And then it just falls short and you're like, okay, a little bit confused.
Yeah.
And so it helped the video out in the end to cut all that stuff out.
I agree. And I want to give a shout out to our good friend Frank. I got to play multiplayer Destiny with him. And that was a lot of fun. The game was actually a lot more fun playing with people I knew.
Yeah.
But anyway, I played with him and we were trying to discuss the story again. What does your ghost do? What about this? What about that? And he said over the thing, it seems like they were going to replace these names and forgot. Or like these were placeholder and then they just didn't get around to it. And that was the germ of the idea. So I want to say thank you to Frank,
Frank,
for planting that seed.
Apparently, I was reading on Reddit that there was a way more in-depth developed story. And then
it's a big conspiracy
theory.
Seems
that way. Seems like this is
now,
true.
See, I haven't played Destiny. I don't know shit.
I just started it. It is laughable to the extent that they have not explained it. At the beginning, after you've done like the first mission, you meet some guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I could tell you about the darkness. And I could tell you about the Traveler. That would be great. I would love to know anything about that.
And his line that has almost... it's almost become... like, it was on the way to becoming a meme. I'm glad it didn't become arrow in the knee shit. But it was on the verge of that. Is that same guy follows all that up with, I don't have time to explain. Yes. I don't have time to explain why I don't have time to explain. I think that's the line. Yep. People at home can correct me, but I think he actually says, there's no time to explain. What does he say exactly? Yeah. Something like that.
I just played that, and it was like, I can't believe that this is real. I can't believe that this is the... You can do anything, and you just told me I couldn't do that, and then you didn't.
Yeah, so apparently they were going to have all that in there, and they thought, like, you know, this is kind of just getting away from the game itself, and they cut it all out. And that's the conspiracy theory. So Destiny is what we're left with.
Yeah.
Which is good for us.
Yeah, that video
we get to make fun of you a lot.
I don't consider that video in any way. That is not at all an anti-Destiny whatever. I think for what it is, the game is still a ton of fun.
Yeah.
That was just a weird aspect of it. I don't think, given what the game is, that didn't make or break it. But the backtrack of the game is still cool to me. And it serves its purpose.
But you know what? I do think that
it could have been better with a better story.
There's a little bit of commentary that I think we point out a little bit. Not intentionally, but I do find it funny that now we've hit, again, a new generation of video games. Things keep getting bigger, better, more badass, more technologically advanced. And still, the epitome of video games is... Give me a gun and watch the fuck out.
Yeah. That's how it ends.
I love the way that you guys sum that up. I think it's so funny.
Like, creatively, you can't go past that. That's like the fucking limit.
That's the level right there.
Yeah, it's like in The Office when Michael Scott said every time he would do his improv class, every scene he'd walk up and pull out a gun. And they were like, every one of your improv scenes has a gun. And he goes, you can't top the gun.
That's video games. You can't top the gun.
Well, now we got a gun, you know? I remember watching the fourth season of Degrassi. A lot of people remember fourth season of Degrassi. Right. But there's the school shooting episode.
Oh, of course.
And then it's like that whole like arc ends, and then it's like, oh, no, it's prom, and I wore the same dress as my friend. And it's like none of that really
first world problems,
matters now, because a minute ago you were going to die. You're going to have your head blown off.
Drake's in a wheelchair. Who cares?
Drake's in a wheelchair. Yeah. But anyway, the gun has kind of had a poor effect on video games where it's like, oh, we have to have it. So anyway, I'm glad that was represented. That whole video was – basically improv. Well, it was improvised. We ran through it before we did it. We ran through it, but it never touched paper. Like, it was never written down. We just kind of went through a conversation and rehearsed it and, you know, went through it enough to where when we recorded it, we knew what we were
going to say. You know what they should do? I just had an idea for a new video game. Developers watching, I know there's a lot of you. Feel free to steal this idea, make an awesome game with it.
Yeah.
You have a gun. You have 6 bullets. That's all the bullets you get for the entire game. And everybody you point the gun at is so fucking scared, you don't even have to shoot it.
Yeah.
So you just go around with 6 bullets, and it's like a full Grand Theft Auto. Like, you're going through all these missions, just pointing the gun at people. And if somebody gets too close to you, you point it at them, and they back up. And if somebody gets real close, you shoot them. And then you got 5 bullets.
Can
and
you
the story goes on.
If, like, you miss... That sucks.
Fuck, dude.
And
you can't even practice shooting because you only get 6 bullets. Right.
I'm going to propose this. I think we should play this together. This just reminds me. It's not exactly what you're saying, but it reminds me of that. That new Alien game.
Yeah.
Have you played more of that, Kevin?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I have, like, 7 bullets.
Oh, really?
Kevin has 7 bullets.
So that is the game. Except there's only 1 alien.
He hasn't used the gun yet, though, so...
So, what I was going to say, I think we should all get together and play that.
Yeah.
But, specifically, there is DLC for it called... There's a big fucking moth. Jesus. Did you hear that thing just clanging into the light?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Punk! Just right into it.
I didn't hear
anything. That sounds made up.
Ew.
I didn't see anything.
Anyway, sorry. Do you see it now? Look how big that fucking thing is. Ew!
Oh, yeah.
I don't is that a moth?
So are we going to talk about video games?
It's a bird.
What's a bird?
What are we doing with
I'm joking.
It's huge.
It's a moth. We're playing Alien or we're not playing Alien? What, yeah. What's
the
going
DLC.
On?
Okay.
Giant disgusting creature. Alien.
The rest of the podcast is can Rocco ignore the moth?
Can we shut the door so no more fake moths get in here or something?
It's real. Anyway. No. So, Alien has DLC. What is it called? Final Escape or... Last Survivor. And it is the entire finale of the movie. The ship, you have set it to self-destruct.
Cool. Oh,
and
wow.
You have to get on the thing.
That's awesome.
And the alien is there. And it's like, oh, where's the fucking cat? Where's the, you know, where's this, whatever.
Cool.
And it's, you're in the, you remember that whole last act.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, if you die, that's it. You cannot die. You, like, what? death is final.
What
in the
mean?
DLC.
You have to buy the DLC over again?
Oh, no. You still have it, but there's no checkpoints, there's no anything. Your death is, I mean, it's back to title screen.
How long does it take to get through it?
I don't know.
The final act of the movie. So.
How long is the final act?
20 minutes?
Yeah. 20 minutes, yeah.
You have to watch the whole movie to that point.
That sounds cool, but I want a game where it's like a huge crowd.
Sure, yeah. But it still reminded me of that same kind of like, oh, every move has to count kind of, you know, thing, which I think is cool. Which I like that. You know, the closest I would say I got to that is if you play Last of Us on, like, the hardest difficulties, they really only give you a couple, you know, that's not, again, that's not that, but that's the closest that
I'm
I know
experiencing
of,
that with
where
Evil
it's like,
within,
you have a couple bullets and that's it. Yeah, and that was the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, is that good?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I finally got
new
to play
idea,
it.
New idea for my game, too. Once you run out of 6 bullets, game's not over, you just don't have any bullets. People are still scared of your gun.
Yeah.
You just can't shoot them now. So now you gotta fake it.
And they don't know.
And if they find out, then they're all like super aggro to get you.
If that's a multiplayer game though, you don't know if they have a bullet or not.
Oh,
so everyone has a gun.
Yeah. If it's multiplayer, everybody in the world only has 5 bullets. And
but,
like, don't fuck with them or fuck with them.
If you die in the thing, you can't play that game anymore.
Yeah.
You're out of the game.
Damn.
$30. You have to buy it again.
All right.
A different IP
address. This is our idea. Copyrighted.
Yeah. Now, if any of us knew how to use a fucking MacBook, we'd make this. But...
Can't work that thing.
Wait, Derek started by saying developers are welcome to the idea. You
well,
just
now,
said now
they are.
You're copyrighted.
They are. Yeah, all right. Hey.
Okay.
Tim Schafer, Cliff Bleszinski, and Hideo Kojima, Miyamoto, whoever wants to use my idea, go ahead. Just put the check in the mail, send it to Derek Acosta, send it to me, and okay.
Check in the mail.
Step on that. It's like right there.
I don't see anything.
I don't see anything.
That's not it.
That's still waiting.
What was it? Is that what it is?
That was a bee. That's not the moth.
That was a bee?
Okay, confirm bee.
It was a bee.
How many flying things can we get at
the
studio?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Tonight?
How do we get a bat?
Oh,
now
me
we're
too.
Talking.
Sick, right?
It happened once. We had a bat one time.
Well, it's debatable.
Hey, somebody in the chat said, if you don't have any bullets, you can shout bang. Yeah. that's awesome. But then people know you don't have any bullets, so you can only do that once.
Well, no, because they don't know if you're a statement bullet or not. You could just shot Bing anyways.
It's true. It's true. We're going to have to work out all the kinks for this game that nobody's ever going to make.
Yeah.
We're going to keep talking about this, though.
We'll get back to you.
Well, anyway, okay, so we did... So you played Evil Within. I got to play it. I've been working on... by the way, everybody, I want to say, I've been working day and night on finishing this upcoming Blu-ray. Mega 64 Time is Running Out. Pre-orders are up right now. We announced it last week. Pre-orders are up right now. Shop.mega64.com. You can pre-order. It comes out Black Friday, end of November. But anyway, I've been working on that. That was a shameless plug. I was working on that. And every time I've been making master copies of the set. And every time I do that, it takes hours where I just have to kind of sit around for it to be done. So that gave me time to go load up some games. Yeah. And I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about Bayonetta 2. Nintendo sent us Bayonetta 2 early. And I couldn't talk about it last week. But I'll talk about it in a second. Evil Within first. How far would you say that you are in?
I'm not that far at all. I haven't got to play this weekend at all. I played a little bit during the week. It came out, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah. I think it was Tuesday.
So I think I have started Chapter 3. I'm, at a checkpoint halfway into Chapter 3. So really early on, but... Can't wait to sit down tonight, actually, and play some more.
Oh, yeah.
I can't play during the day. I can't play that game, during the
really?
Day.
Scary? Yeah.
No, I don't want to. It's not scary, then. No. It's I can't get into it.
I don't know if I care that much. I don't think I
would
even think
about that.
I'm
like that with all Resident Evil games, though. If I'm going to play,
You're a horror.
Yeah.
You savor that stuff. Exactly. That's what's interesting.
It's a tough game, though.
I wonder who has a bigger horror tolerance, you or Kevin? You
walk the walk.
Walk the walk, but can you talk the talk?
Or no, he talks the talk, but Kevin, I don't know.
Kevin likes horror stuff?
This is a quick tangent.
Kevin, go ahead.
I saw a trailer for a haunted house that I think is in San Diego.
Yeah, let's talk about that in a second, because I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Hold that thought, though.
I got it.
But going back to the conversation
we'll finish
we just
game
were.
Stuff, and then we'll get
that sounds good.
Kevin purposely tries to make it as tense as effing possible when he's playing a horror game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to die... playing a horror game, from a heart attack.
That's you're like me. You wait to play him at night with the lights off.
He'll wait till the witching hour.
That's fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
That's how I do it, too.
I would not be able to do that.
That's fun to me in the context of, how we did PT with a group of people.
Yeah.
Or even just a couple people.
Scared. But even that.
Even on my own.
PT, but even that is not good enough, because... I assume you would have preferred to play it alone in a dark room in an empty house.
I like that with a group.
Believed the test. Yeah.
I think, Kevin, you said you put headphones on, which to me is
insane. No, I wouldn't do that. Would not do that.
Fuck that.
If you had Oculus, would you play Alien on that?
Of course.
Oh, come
that'd
on.
That'd be great.
So I wonder, which of you is going to get stressed out first playing a video game?
It definitely is stressful. It doesn't feel like a chore, that's the wrong word, but I have been, putting it off. I'm a little tired, I don't feel like I should play tonight. A couple of nights during the week, I felt that way.
Just thinking right now about generally playing a survival horror, I'm getting, stressed out. I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
Well, so my take on Evil Within, and I don't know if you feel differently about it, Evil Within, to me... If you're talking about in terms of scariness, to me it's on the level of I know it's going to get compared a billion times because it's the same director, but Resident Evil 4, where I personally felt like it was less about making you shit your pants as it was just this is fucking creepy. Where am I going? But it wasn't. It was never. It's gonna PT. I didn't even want to make another move.
Yeah.
But I feel like this. It to me is the perfect level.
Yeah.
For me. But it's not going to scare... It's not going to terrify you.
I don't get scared of these type of games. I just think that they're,
inherently creepy.
Insanely cool, though, too. Yes. To see how grotesque all the enemies are and how gory the fucking deaths can get. And how tense the music and the limited resources can actually get in a really well-done survival horror game.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm spooked out, I think there's... you know, I'm in danger. It's just like
PT made me like afraid to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
This game,
there was
this
like
game,
a ghost in my hallway.
It's just like Resident Evil 4, where you know you're walking down. It's like, okay, I'm at a castle. It's not really a scary castle. Wait, did I hear a whisper?
Yeah.
Now you're kind of creeped out, but nothing's jumping out at you. Nothing's ripping your fucking soul out. You know what I mean? It stays at that level, and I like that personally.
Yeah, that's how I feel living at Garrett's house all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
Nice. Like you're getting your soul ripped out.
No, not like my soul's going to get ripped out, just like there might be a ghost standing behind me at any given second.
Boom!
Like when I'm washing my hair and I close my eyes and then I open them again, I think there might be an Insidious type situation where like, oh, here's a ghost right in front of me.
I never saw Insidious.
Me neither, but
I saw Insidious 1 and 2.
Yeah, I saw Insidious 6.
2 is better.
Wow. 2 is better, shouts out.
Yeah, 2 is better. 1 was kind of scary, but had a lot of parts you're like, okay, wrap it the fuck up. 2 was fast-paced, creepy. I liked it.
Did they make...
Shouts out to Insidious.
Did they make an Alone in the Dark movie out of the video game? Was it... did it have to do with a lighthouse?
Who is that fucking director?
Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
No.
He made it.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different one. Anyway.
Well, anyway,
the movie sucks.
Yep. But anyway, that game... So, yeah, Evil Within. I was telling Eric this earlier. I saw someone's review of it. Someone I know kind of ripped on it a little bit, and they were kind of talking it down, and the thing that they said made me laugh was, Evil Within plays like a PS2 game, looks like a PS3 game, but you play it on your PS4. That was their way of, like, kind of bashing it.
Uh-huh.
Those are all the reasons I like it.
That's what people wanted out of that director and that genre.
It does. It is clunky. It does feel like it doesn't control fluidly in the way like Last of Us or something like that does. It feels very robotic.
It's for old people.
But hey, that's what I wanted. It feels like such an old style game like that. That's what I want to play right now.
Yeah.
I may not want to play that in 6 months, but right now I do. So I enjoy that. I think visually it's a little better than that. It looks a little held back by Last Generation because I know it's on those platforms too, but what I notice a lot on the newer consoles are textures. Just like this one, they add this kind of like grain feeling. Like when you're out in the woods, it kind of looks like a blown out camera.
Yes.
I think that's stuff you didn't used to really see on the past consoles. And when I tried out the Order 1886 when I was at PAX, it all looked like it was kind of through a soft lens. Like an old fashioned kind of photo lens, you know.
Yeah.
I see a lot more kind of... textures and stuff like that in these new consoles.
In the video options within the game's start menu, you can actually adjust the grain, which is weird because I tried... It's on all the way by default, but I tried looking at it with it off and whatnot.
Mm.
But, I wonder how that stacks up on the older generations of consoles because it really adds this depth of, like, this is a genre, this is a horror thing. This is, like, gritty and dirty and everything has a grime to it.
But it's got that Japanese game quirk to it, and that's why I like it. It's you could definitely tell that guy directed it. And as of right now, I don't really know the main character that well. I don't know how much I care about him yet, but I haven't played, you know, that super far. I will say I didn't like the intro to the game very much. I felt like it was trying too quickly to, guy with the chainsaw, and you're covered in blood. But then once the game calmed, it was like it was trying to sell me on the game in the beginning. Once it calmed down and then I was like outside, that's when I start, this is an old style, very Resident Evil.
That's
kind
the
of
Resident
that's what
4
I,
kind of vibe you get right off, from that.
So once I got to that point, I really enjoyed it. So, so far, I'm really liking it. It's what I wanted out of it. So, yeah.
What's the other game you guys were playing this week?
Well, for me, Bayonetta.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say real quick about Bayonetta. I got... Yeah, Nintendo sent over Bayonetta 2. It's really fun. It is more of the first... You know, it's not really breaking new ground, but it's more of the first game... it seems like every level ups the ante from the last one, just in terms of, like, there's always a huge boss around every corner, or some kind of huge set piece. Much more often and on a bigger scale than the last game. But it is more of the last game. Which is fine.
Yeah, but yeah,
that sounds good to me. It's been long enough.
We know why you play it, though.
Why do I play it?
She's naked.
The Japanese quirk. No, no. Japanese quirk.
Does she get naked at some point later in the game?
Yes, DLC.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I haven't played it, but I saw a screen cap of it.
You shouldn't look at screen caps of that.
She's basically naked.
She doesn't want you to have seen it.
I didn't play Bayonetta 2, but I know why these guys played it.
I just want to say, cut this review out. I did not know that happens, and shame on you. Everyone who worked on this game.
You know what? Bayonetta is one of the original. I played it on Xbox when it came out. It's one of the few cases in a game where I can't criticize it. I really enjoyed it, but it was so jam-packed full of stuff. It overwhelmed me.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I was taking my time going through it, and I just got busy with other stuff. And whenever I thought about going back to Bayonetta, it just felt like
gargantuan.
Yeah, I was like, there's so much to relearn and get good at again.
And I will say that's something that's a little bit, for me too. I enjoy it, but not nearly to the level like my brother will learn every move and know when to do each move to whatever.
How to combo.
I'll learn that to a degree, but it is pretty intimidating. But if you're into that kind of thing, you'll be in heaven.
You find the move that works for you and you kind of spam it.
That's what I do.
That's now, the same here.
See, I like games like that because I do like learning all the moves and doing badass combos because I feel like a fucking ninja. I learned some shit. I got some fighting skills. But for me, if I put that down for a couple weeks, I come back, it hurts. Too frustrating. It's like, no, I was so good last time I played this. I can't do this anymore.
It's hard for me, too. I mean, that's been happening because I moved on to Evil Within for a little bit just to play that. And now how slow and methodical that game is.
Oh,
and now I go back into Bayonetta 2, and it's exactly that. It's, oh, no, wait, no. Oh, that's... Wait, what did I have to do?
You're getting tore up.
But if you're
playing Smash Brothers, and that's so fast-paced, and then I go to Evil Within, and the controls are so...
Yeah. But if you're looking in terms of... If you're looking for an action game, you can't do better than Bayonetta 2. I mean, in terms of what purpose it serves, I mean, it's great. There are people have asked me, is it worth buying a Wii U for? If that's the kind of game you're into, you're really going to enjoy it. But honestly, I think at this point it's safe. If you like Nintendo games, get a Wii U. I mean, that's all it boils down to, as always. So let that decide.
Don't ever, in my opinion, I don't think there's ever one game I need to buy a console to play this one game.
No.
You really need at least two or three where you're like, dude, I'm dying to play these games. Okay, I got to get this thing.
Yeah, and at this point, I mean, you know what the Wii U has. Okay, you're into Bayonetta. Yeah. Do you want to play a really great Mario Kart and, a few other things?
Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, the new Zelda.
I think it's safe at this point. And man, if they get, I don't know how much the Wii U is at this point. Is it $299 probably?
I think it's still $299.
Man, if they could kick it down another $50, I think they'd do really, really well. I mean, apparently this was a better year for them anyway, but just because of Mario Kart and whatever else.
Yeah, they actually have some decent.
I think there's a big enough stack of games for it now that I can safely tell somebody, hey, if you're into that stuff, go get it. So that's that. I want to say real quick, I brought this up on another stream, I think on your stream, but fuck PlayStation TV. It's a piece of shit. Don't buy it.
Okay.
I hooked it up.
But I bought it already.
I hooked it up. Nothing wireless worked at all. A lot of the games I wanted to play didn't work, but I knew going in there was a list of games that would work and what wouldn't, but man, it's a lot more real when you have it there and half your games are, this is not compatible.
You got a refund though, right?
It was returned that day.
That's weird. It feels like they're going to get a lot of refunds.
It's weird that they would release a product that can't play half of the thing. It just seems like it's broken already.
But I heard it works for some people. My brother-in-law's got the opposite story from Rocco. No. So I don't know.
It plays games it shouldn't be playing.
I want it
does
to
all kinds of illegal activity.
I honestly just got it to mirror my PS4 in another room so I could continue play. It can do that. If you have a PS4 in your living room, it can mirror it on another TV.
It's got a weak ass Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is not, you have to wire it or you're done.
Hey, that's they reminded me.
Yeah.
The Haunted House.
Yes.
Yes.
We should talk about that.
Was it any other game stuff? That's it? For
no,
now?
No.
Okay. Done. Yeah, we're good.
I want to start this off. I don't want to say too much about it, but except to say, When we were in high school, there was an urban legend every Halloween about a haunted house.
Yeah.
We all fucking heard it.
Yeah,
hey,
every year.
My cousin went to a haunted house where you have to sign a waiver and they can touch you. Yeah. That's not fucking true. No, it's true. And they like beat you up and they put their fingers like in your mouth and they tape you up and it's like they torture you. And I remember being in high school. I graduated 2003. I remember hearing this every year. Dude, that's an urban legend. You don't know anybody who went to that. No, my cousin's friend did. Yeah, okay. I find out this year there's a haunted house in San Diego, that's been open for the past 14 years. And it's fucking true. All those stories are true.
Where is it?
It's been open for
14
years. It's been open since the year 2000.
And we've never heard of it.
It's called... What's it called?
It's called McCaney Manor. And you can look up videos on YouTube of it.
It's fucking gnarly.
This is what I've learned because I've been watching so much shit about this. It's free to get in.
I didn't know that.
It costs no money to get in. It's open year round. Only two people can go in at a time.
Yeah.
And it lasts from 2 to 7 hours.
Holy, what the fuck?
Wait a minute. And if you want to leave,
you
cannot leave.
You can't.
You are in
You
there.
Leave when you get out.
This looks insane. Sorry.
So I watched a walkthrough of it. I mean, it starts like any other haunted house.
Some weird girl telling you a creepy story.
Yeah.
You go into the haunted house. First thing they do, hands in your eyes. Literally, the first thing they do, stick fingers into your eyes. It's they're grabbing you. They're pulling open your eyelids. Rocco, you're not over it. This is where I got over it. I think about 2 or 3 hours in, they like handcuff you to a wall and they have like a snake egg or an alligator egg and they crack it open and they stick it into your mouth. And they feed you gross
your
animal shit.
Oh wow, and this is free?
What a
deal.
I saw this video where they had a blindfold on this girl and this dude gets right in her face and pulls the blindfold off and she's being all snarky like, I'm not scared. So she blows him a kiss and he... right into her mouth.
Oh,
just this black liquid. He like spits it up into her mouth.
Yeah. Ah! Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, would you go to this?
You're thinking about it. Somebody asked, when do you pee? Whatever you fucking want.
Hey, you pee after the whole
They cover you with blood. Yeah. They cover you with bile.
They chain you up. They put dog
This
in
is
your
open year round.
It's year round. You have to
schedule
it's
this.
Not every, yeah. Christmas no. Day. It's awesome.
You have to. It's all nativity themed. No, you have to submit.
They crucify you. They didn't do that on the 25th. Whatever.
No.
Anyway, sorry.
You.
Yeah.
You have to donate to some charity to get in.
What?
So that's the price of admission. Okay. You donate to this charity and you contact them and they'll send you an invitation.
They'll set it up.
They have full,
this sounds hellish.
They have full walkthroughs on YouTube.
Go through together?
They don't have full... Two people is the max. Two people at a time. And they split you up.
Yeah.
So you're by yourself for hours.
And maybe you don't even know the other person. Maybe he's another single...
Oh, and I saw they have refrigerators tipped over, and they put you in the refrigerator and lock it and just bang it up and push it around and shake it.
And you're in there for an hour.
They're wrapping duct tape around your face, holy shouting like, you're going to die. We're going to kill you.
Rocco, it doesn't seem like this. Is your thing.
I saw this and I was like, there is no amount of money on this planet.
And it's so funny too, because in the videos, everybody comes out looking like they just got fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all stoked. In the videos, it's always like, oh, better than all the other haunted houses out there. And it's like, dude, you probably got a finger in your butthole. How can you compare this?
You probably have tetanus.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. That's weird.
Looked so fucked up.
The website, it's just a front page of people that look fucked up.
It's in San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's in, like, Carlsbad, like, North County, San Diego.
I
want
to know who the people that run this and
the guy who owns it. The guy who owns it in interviews is just this big old, it's like Santa Claus in regular clothes, like a big old jolly, like, old dude, like, yeah, we like haunted houses, and we like to make them real scary.
It's in Rancho Penasquitos.
Holy, that's a like rich ass fucking part of town, dude. That's a nice neighborhood.
Wow. Yeah, this is a big house.
Wow. I can't believe Kevin didn't say no.
Wow.
I can't believe it either. McCaney Manor.
He's considering it.
I would go to that.
You wouldn't?
There you go. Okay, Kevin's considering it, which goes to show you, everyone at home, it is always the quiet
one. I don't really even like going to, like, the
always the quiet one.
I don't like that.
I love regular.
I fucking hate
that. I love regular haunted houses because they can't touch you.
It's fun.
They can't touch you.
Yeah, I did one once, and it was... I didn't like it.
I don't like it.
I do multiple every year. I go to at least 2 a year.
I don't like being scared, really.
No, I don't like it. I like things that are creepy.
Now,
but when a sole purpose of stuff is to just scare,
here's the thing. If it was a creepy thing you could take your time walking through, I would enjoy
you
that.
You can. Yeah. Haunted houses have changed, especially in the last 10 years.
Really?
I would say...
Because that's when I went 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, traditionally, it's always been like a series of scenes, standalone scenes. You go into this room, scary stuff, and then you go to the next room, and it's a whole new setup. Last year, I went to a haunted house at the top of the mall over here, set up on the top of the parking structure.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can I say? It was close.
Is it? No. No.
I won't say, but we filmed there. It's a mall.
Yeah.
No, it's close to us. I want to check it out. I didn't know it was here.
There's a Target at this mall. It was at the top of the parking structure there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we went in. Your group goes by itself. So you don't get to go with, you know, sometimes they pack you in like 20 people at a time. This is, we had three in our group. We went through just three.
Okay.
The first room we went into was kind of like this control room, and we were just in there, and there was nowhere to go. And these videos came on, and it was an introductory video to this laboratory. And in the video, like a zombie outbreak happens. All this gnarly stuff starts going on. And then these doors... sparks started flying off them like they were malfunctioning, and then they automatically just slide open. And we were in this like infested medical laboratory.
Oh, that's
and that
cool.
was
oh,
the
that's cool.
that was the theme of the whole haunted house.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're starting to do
like
these
a ride type of
thing. Where you're not like just herded through. It's an individual experience. They tell you they tell you a story at the beginning, and then you get to explore it. And it had multiple exits. So halfway through it, we realized like we can get out right here and be done with it. Or if we want to keep getting scared, we can keep on going.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm not against looking through something that's just creepy. But yeah, that sounds cooler than just seeing here's a guy who's dead. And no, he's not. And he jumps out. You know, that I'm not into. But creepy stuff, I know this sounds dumb, but, you know, perfect example is when we went to Disneyland that one time and Mickey's house in Toontown is a walkthrough house.
Yeah.
And we somehow it had closed, but we were still in there and could go in his house. And that thing running while no one else was in there was terrifying. I enjoy that being a scary thing as opposed to something intentionally scary.
Mickey Mouse's house is a little more Rocco speed.
You know what I mean? No, but you know what I mean?
That's Rocco level haunted house. Yeah. No, I do.
I'm on the same boat.
It's a big ass wall.
There is something inherently creepy about things just living on their own when nobody's around. Like, inanimate objects just keep on going with no supervision, nobody's there. That's
creepy. And the fact that you know that Pirates of the Caribbean, all those rides are always going at all times, is eerie.
Things that are inherently just creepy as opposed to...
It was like our own Disney version of P.T. where we're walking down a hallway that's empty, and like, everything is just kind of like moving by itself, and there's a radio fuzzing in and out with like Mickey Mouse songs on it.
Yeah.
It was creepy. It was terrifying.
Steamboat Willie Nightmares.
We went back and recreated it for the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But Rocco and I got the true...
Where it was just me and Derek and no one else in that house, and everything was playing cartoons, and it was like...
Oh. Yeah, and the whole time, you keep... Because usually, you're in a huge line, and you're waiting to meet Mickey. So there's all this stuff over here, like, just around the corner, see Mickey Mouse. Well, when you're in an empty house, and there's all these, like... Soon you will see
just around the corner.
Just around the corner, you're going to see who lives here. This is Mickey's house. And you go around the corner, and it's just more like things operating by themselves, and nobody's fucking there.
That
was like
really creepy.
And the actor that is supposed to be as
and then there's like a radio, like, "Oh, Mickey Mouse's house. Welcome. Yes, keep walking forward. You're going to see Mickey."
It felt like a BioShock level.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Somebody in the chat said Disney's PT. That made me laugh.
Well, if they do the haunted house on top of the parking structure again, we should all go and maybe do the podcast.
I haven't seen it advertised.
It's probably right there. It's probably... I
haven't seen it advertised.
It's not back this year. I think they do it biannually.
Fuck.
We
should find one do the podcast from there.
Yeah. Hey,
that'd be cool.
I know there's a place around here called the Scream Zone that I've been to, which is equally awesome. Should I tell my story about the Scream Zone real quick, how that one started? Because this one's good.
Sure.
I went here a few years ago.
Is that the one in Balboa Park?
Del Mar Racetrack.
Okay.
This haunted house started. Once again, I walked into a room with no exits. There was a big group there, but this was set up like a funeral parlor. And it was just the door we came in, and that's it. So it was like, where do we fucking go from here? And there's a guy standing there, and he's like, welcome. And he kind of welcomes. He's being spooky, whatever. Right. And he's like, you may have noticed there's no doors. There's no place to go. This is it. Where do we go from here? Well, I'll tell you. You're not getting out of this room until... And then he like looked, and he picked the smallest girl out of the group. He's just like, you, go up and place a hand on the coffin. And she's like, I'm not doing that. But everybody in the room is like, you have to. Oh, come on. Oh, do it. Come on. We're doing it. We're doing it. So she's like, all right, peer pressure. She timidly walks up to the coffin, and right before she places her hand on it, it just starts like rumbling.
Like violently?
Yeah, yeah. And like the lid's like flopping open, and she's just like, ah, freaks out. And then the guy's laughing maniacally, just ha 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 ha. And grabs the wall, and it's all on rollers, and he rolls the wall back. Wow. And that's how we go into the rest of the haunted house. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Some parts, it didn't follow a story, but it was very, like, intricate. Like, there are parts of it where I knew I was indoors, but I felt like I was outside, just the way they built it. It was really cool.
Huh. That's cool.
And just all kinds of cool stuff. So we should go to the Scream Zone. I suggest film a podcast there or something.
The admission's kind of high for some of them, but then some of them, you could spend some hours.
Some are free.
Yeah.
Some are free.
One's where they put fingers in your mouth and shit.
And dog food. And then what really stuck with me is a girl, she's screaming at nothing in night vision. And she's like, let me out! Let me out! She screams there for like 5 minutes. And they just don't. And it's like, God, that's fucking awful.
Do you have like a safe word or anything?
No. No. You are in there. You cannot leave.
Which, how have they not been in trouble?
You have to sign a waiver. I mean, they let you know before you go in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I just feel like you want to get frightened. You want to get so fucked. Many dumb fuckers out yeah. there. It's like
I just.
Oh, they got fingers.
Thing. Fuck that. Fuck that.
You would want them putting fingers in your mouth?
I seriously,
eyes
I don't want to go to the Scream Zone because I get too scared. I don't like that. It's scary
well,
for me.
Then, if you're not in the mood to be scared, you're not going to like this next segment.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen. To transition from horror to something truly terrifying. Say that one more time. Truly terrifying.
This is truly Terry.
Something this way comes. Something we have all feared. Yeah. He's back.
Oh.
That's right. Your favorite segment. Will I am, idiot he is. All right. Will.i.am broke new ground this past week.
Once again.
As always.
He's constantly doing this.
And he, you know, he's already conquered the music world. He's already conquered the just humanity.
He's conquered
TV.
The auto industry.
Yeah.
Television. Entertainment.
Television theme song.
Entertainment. Yeah, because you hear that theme and da-na-na-na, and you're like, Mom, turn it up.
The cell phone camera industry has been dominated by Will.i.am.
Right. All of them a success. No one uses an iPhone.
He's
or
unstoppable.
No one.
But
Intel processors.
Sorry. Yeah. Processors. The Will.i.am processors.
He's conquered computers.
But I just want to give an apology. Tim Cook, you ate shit this week because your watch is going to flop because Will.i.am. Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call it a watch.
What
is
that?
It's not a watch. One.
It's not a watch. Whoa. Well, here, Will.i.am will let us know what it is.
You want the watch in the interview?
The interview.
Watch.
The
interview.
Well, where he explains it.
Whatever.
Sorry, sorry. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
That one's the interview? No, I hope so.
I am here with Will.i.am to showcase off his Pulse. You don't call a smartwatch a connected device. What do you like to call it?
Well, it's not a watch.
Yeah, idiot.
One. It's a device on your wrist called the Pulse. It's not a watch because watches don't.
That's not
have
a
SIM
watch.
Cards. So, and it's not a smartwatch.
It's a whole new thing.
It's a new paradigm.
It's a new paradigm.
Category called a Pulse.
Okay, so that's him setting it up. The logo says poo.
No,
am I wrong?
No, you're wrong. To me, it says puss.
It does.
Puss. I see poo. You see
S.
Puss. I guess we see. I guess we are what we eat.
So you
anyway.
Eat poo.
Okay.
You just dissed yourself. Move on.
Okay. Edit this out.
Oh, my goodness.
Tuesday.
That's staying.
I don't want to see this
scene. That's staying.
He's so condescending. One. Well, he talks down to that guy.
And the guy was even giving a benefit of the doubt. It's not a watch. So what do you call it? And he said, it's not a watch. That's what I just fucking said.
It's not a watch. One.
Why be an asshole?
And then he adds, and then you can hear him. Even though they're showing, it's a fucking watch, by the way. Even though when they're showing the watch on the stand, he's still talking because watches don't have SIM cards. And even though they're not on camera, you can hear him like kind of scoffing at him. Watches don't have SIM cards. So,
Yeah, and later on in the interview, there's more to it. When he goes on to say, he says it's more of a cuff or a bracelet.
It's a fashion.
And he says it's more of a fashion accessory than a watch. So I ask the viewer, I ask everybody out there, explain to me the difference between a bracelet and a watch. And then explain to me how the puss is more bracelet than watch.
Well, the puss doesn't... the puss isn't on your wrist and it doesn't tell you the time. Oh, wait, it does both of those.
Displays time in any fashion, it transcends bracelet to
watch.
Well, a watch.
It's
a new paradigm!
To me, a watch is a bracelet with a face on
it. Timepiece.
Yeah.
And
which
it's
is
not,
exactly what the puss is.
Yeah,
it's not a smartwatch. It's not that.
One.
No, it's a SIM card.
It's a stupid bracelet.
it's a puss.
Okay.
Are we going to keep watching it?
Well, okay, that's enough of the interview for now. I think we just need to see the thing in action. So,
what
fortunately,
does
this do? It can. Well, you know, you can make calls from it and text.
You
people,
also can look at the time,
which is
all of your questions will be answered.
Okay,
similar to a smartwatch.
But one thing Will.i.am did with a device that no one has ever done, that no one ever asked for, because no one gives a shit. He DJ'd the event from his watch.
No shit.
Here, you can play the clip.
Let's see the puss in action.
This is the first time that anyone
has ever touched the puss.
DJ'd from a freaking wrist.
Well, they filmed it. Did they film this in the aspect ratio?
They filmed it with the puss.
Wait, here's him trying. It's not working.
So he has to go back to the DJ booth.
Huh?
This is where a DJ does not work.
Pretty exciting. Look at that. Exciting show.
Just to be clear, in case you don't know what you're looking at, he is playing a playlist from his phone.
And then he's pausing it.
And he's
through
doing
a watch.
Like, he's putting a low bandpass filter on it or something. That's terrible.
It is, apparently that device does not pair to a phone.
It
is completely self-contained.
Wow.
Well,
it needs
so
a SIM card.
So he puts
card.
Some MP3s on it.
Well, he says he gets phone calls.
Yeah, it's a SIM card.
SIM card.
That's what he says.
It's not a smartwatch.
But there's a
Sean, what don't you understand?
Wait, this is what I don't understand. It's not paired with a phone. It's its own phone. So
yes.
Do I have to, if I have a phone and I get this thing, do I throw my old phone away?
Yes. Yeah.
And do I sign a contract with a new cell phone provider so that I could talk
pussy,
to my wrist?
It's a pussy pact.
Yeah. You make a pussy bet.
Okay.
You have to sign with a provider who gives you the SIM card.
I think I was right.
Do they make me sign in blood?
They make you sign. No.
Okay, I think you have to wait.
It's
you have
not
to wait.
Official then.
There's only 1 week of the month that they let you sign.
Oh my
everybody.
God.
We'll
on the
dear
right,
Lord.
We all
I don't
got
even,
one.
Hey,
I don't even know. I don't even get
I was
that.
Right. I was right know. The first time. The thing looks like poop.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my answer.
Poop pack.
Due to this recent
poop
conversation.
World star. Anyway.
Yeah, you're writing on something else now.
Anyway, so you stick your finger in poo when you want to DJ.
So anyway, yeah, he did that, and no one cared.
How does
anyway.
He...
no one cared? Go fucking figure.
I mean, it seems like everything he does is a waste of money.
Money, yeah.
Yeah, and time and energy.
You'll never see that device again.
No.
I really believe that. I don't think you'll see it again.
This is... I said this before the podcast.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with Will.i.am. I'm gonna tell you right now. And I'm going to compare him. I already did this. I'm going to compare him to the Beatles. Okay?
Whoa.
And Rocco loves this analogy. He thinks it's perfect.
Careful what you say.
The Beatles made a movie, and it wasn't received very well. And in the Beatles anthology, they talk about this. They say, you know what? We're good at making music. Let's stick to what we know. And they continue to make badass music. Will.i.am, you know, he's good at making music. He makes a lot of hits. He has the Midas touch.
Yeah.
Everything he makes is a hit.
His beats are legitimately, like, he can produce a song.
They're all successful, so he must be doing something right. So why doesn't he just stick to that? His problem, he can't just admit that he's good at making music and just stick to that.
You know what it is? Is that he is an asshole.
ego.
Whoa. He has the he has a huge ego, and he feels like, I'm so good at music, I'm so good at everything, so whatever I put my energy into, it's going to be a huge thing because I'm so fucking awesome because I'm Will I Am.
Number one.
That's what he thinks.
Well, I'm not going to say he's an asshole. I'm just saying he's a dreamer. And he needs to wake up.
I might not have said he was an asshole a day ago, but once he said, it's not a watch, one, that's when he became an asshole.
I agree. That kind of took a turn for me.
Now he's villain.
Yeah. You know, I think he's just doing it for money. I mean, he's just getting paid, and it's hard to turn down giant checks when giant checks are that easy.
The interviewer's job on that red carpet or whatever was to set up the softball question, please explain
and
the new product.
And he said, it's not a watch.
So
what is it?
The guy is like, you know, being polite, like, okay, I'm going to interview Will I Am. I bet before the cameras were rolling, it's like, oh, nice to meet you. How would you like me to set it up? Well, you could just say, you know, what is this product? It's obviously not a watch, and we'll go from there. And then Will I Am, like, fucking degrades him, like, right out the gate.
Number one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way an asshole acts.
All right,
I agree
with
Sean. He's an asshole.
All right.
Well, podcast question of the week is, Will I Am an asshole?
Well, I remember, didn't he beat up Perez Hilton a few years ago?
Yeah.
He did. I thought you were saying Perez Hilton. I was more surprised, but Hilton.
Perez.
Yes.
That's bad.
That actually makes him heroic.
Thank you, Garrett.
That's not good.
I don't know. Perez Hilton's in that whole kind of category with him and.
Do you continue?
They're all a little wackadoo.
How?
Who all?
Just the Hollywood, like.
Who?
Perez Hilton, Will I Am. Perez Hilton's another, like.
Careful. Ego person,
nutty,
right?
Has
a big ego.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sean. All right. Sean, don't help.
Oh, sorry. He's my friend.
It's all.
The views of that couch do not reflect the people on this couch.
It's all over behind the camera. Thank you. Talking head like they're going to appear on. Like,
to be fair, though, I listened to Perez Hilton on Howard Stern, and he was saying how especially before, he was just a huge asshole. Like, he's like, I was mean to
him. That was actually not a bad interview. That was interesting.
And he's saying that he's changed a little bit since, I think, that incident.
Yeah.
I think
that incident, he realized how much of a, like, it was. He was just in that asshole club, that douche club, whatever.
He said he was in that realm where he was just a guy alone in his room on the internet, and he had millions of people listening to him. I can say whatever I want to say.
Yeah.
And he didn't really think about the consequences.
I'm just talking about the talking head people that only get anywhere.
Close up on Garrett.
No, it's very close.
That only get anywhere by.
You should say this into the camera.
If you keep fucking interrupting me, I'll get my goddamn point across. All, you know, all the Kim Kardashians and Paris Hiltons and everyone in the world who is just there to generate fucking buzz. Like, I've been so checked out of that.
Don't contribute anything anyway. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, I can't take Will I Am serious no matter what the fuck he releases. Yeah. I don't know what the joke is where I'm going to, like, step on my tongue or say something bad about Perez Hilton. Why everyone is cracking up behind screen.
You're bashing talking heads, but they framed you up like a talking head.
Oh, are they running graphics underneath?
They should.
I don't know. It's hard to follow that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, get a puss and you'll be tuned in.
Get a puss and you can figure it out.
Apparently I'm hilarious. I don't know what I did.
He talks about there's an app on the puss called Vibe.
Vibe.
I know the Vibe app. That's on the iPhone.
You can use apps.
Well, I am didn't in
no.
Oh wait.
No, this is different.
Something different. Never mind.
No, this is great.
He talks into it and it can analyze your mood when you make a call. So when you call someone, it actually says if they're happy or sad.
And you can
how does it tell? Through, like, a sensor?
The mood. Yeah, I guess.
Your voice.
If you're, like, you're in their pulse and stuff.
So if somebody has bad vibes.
Yeah, so.
Don't answer.
So he's like, his example was, you know, I'm stressed out and I go, oh, let me look at my thing. Oh, my mom's stressed out. I'll call my mom. Mom, what's going on? You all right? I see that your vibe is all, it's all whack.
But here's the thing, and it's nice that he used the example of his mom. I'm pretty sure there already is a Vibe app where you control a dildo wirelessly through your cell phone.
Yeah.
I'd rather get that.
Yeah, for long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because then my gym will always be positive.
Yeah. As long as they're on the same Wi-Fi network.
Depends on where I can put the gym.
Same Wi-Fi network.
So, yeah, it works way better.
I don't know about Will I Am, but I ain't vibing anybody in my family.
Sorry. Will I Am, jerk off, I will.
Yeah, what are you doing with your mom in that app, Will? Get a fucking clue.
He's calling his mom on the Puss app and vibing her.
That's gross.
It's disgusting.
We've covered that on the podcast.
He's a monster.
It's Oedipus shit.
He's a monster. Hey, should we talk about the GG video we saw?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
okay, I gotta confirm it. We saw an awesome trailer for a new documentary coming
out. Awesome trailer.
Check it out for yourself.
I don't know what this is.
They beat us to the punch.
I wish
I would have made this movie. There's a documentary about Gorgeous George that is being made.
It's called
coming out.
Gorgeous George and his TV show. And a documentary show. On the GG.
Is he involved?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
thank
in
God.
New footage. New he says he's more talented than Jimmy Kimmel. He's been doing his show for 19 years, and his day is coming.
And Jimmy Kimmel isn't fit to hold his jockstrap, is what he said.
Yeah. Where can we go? I'm a big fan of political satire toilet humor.
Oh,
where can we
he almost exactly says
where
that.
Where can we see this
go
movie?
On YouTube and look for Gorgeous George and his TV show.
Okay.
Everybody out there, do the same thing. Go on YouTube, look for Gorgeous George and his TV show. I wish we could have been involved in the project. The people who are making it, geniuses.
Yeah, Brandon Hardesty is a guy I think I've talked to a few times in the past or whatever, and is cool.
Yeah, well, George has trouble trusting people. How did he get this guy to trust him?
This guy is from something awful.
Yeah, I know. And it's like Rocco's even talked to Gigi. And
the slow burn. He, after years of communication, wiggled his way in
there.
He invited him to a taping of the show or something, and through that he got to film it and things like that.
And he realized, like, I trust
I'm
this
jealous.
Guy.
We tried to get Gorgeous George in stuff in the past, and I mean, it was to a point where we were willing to, like, fly him out if he needed to. He wouldn't believe it wasn't a prank.
He didn't trust it.
Yeah.
Dude, if he knew how much top shelf tail was in San Diego.
Oh, and he'd be king of all of it, too.
Yeah, why
question
would he
in the chat. They asked if we like Gorgeous George facetiously, or do we legitimately think he's actually clever and funny? Now, I'll answer. Maybe you guys agree. I don't think he's legitimately clever and funny, but I legitimately like watching his videos, not facetiously.
Yeah.
They entertain me. Well, not due to his cleverness, but he legitimately entertains me.
Let me just say, the show, it's a train wreck public access show. But his over-the-top arrogance influenced my humor forever.
Yeah.
That kind of like he is he's a big fat guy that thinks he's so hot. And baby, I'm gonna be the best thing you've ever seen. Woo!
I'm gonna sum it up with a fairy tale. It's almost like the Emperor Has No Clothes. When Gorgeous George is on camera, he doesn't realize how ridiculous he actually looks. He thinks he's the king wearing the most beautiful robe the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
No clue that he's naked.
That's true. You're right.
So anyway, you got to check out that documentary. And just Google it. Just look up, Gorgeous George and his TV show.
Check it out.
Garrett will do it.
Check it out. Did Garrett, is he pooping, peeing? Can we get a confirmation? Nope. Okay.
He announced in the middle of us talking about that.
That he had to pee.
I mean, just out loud.
Well, you look at this. It's empty coffee. I mean, he's drinking a lot.
Well,
a lot of fluids going to the body.
Three of the dumbass bits for about 5 seconds.
Where
are we at time-wise?
We're a little over. Do you guys want to open?
Just real quick, I wanted to say real fast. Man, we are just a couple weeks away from game days in Anaheim.
I'm showing that graphic.
Yeah. Oh. November 1st, our event in Anaheim at Anaheim Marriott Suites. We're doing our event. I think the ticket link is going down pretty.
Really?
I know I keep saying it's there's like a couple tickets that have sat there and then like we're about to go away and then someone didn't go and then it's like this teetering little brink. But that's probably, I'm going to say probably tonight or it's going down.
We've been communicating with Disneyland. They know we're coming. Everybody's on, all hands on deck to receive game days.
Yeah, so that Saturday is our event, but then Sunday we're all going to Disneyland starting at noon. We should put, we haven't put the actual schedule for Disneyland on the thing.
We'll put our Disneyland schedule up this week.
It'll be up this week.
And we'll put up a schedule of what we'll be doing. Come out to Disneyland. Feel free to spend all day with us or go do your own thing and meet up with us. You have our schedule. You know where we'll be. So
exactly.
Just check in with us whenever you want.
Plus, at this point, our group is so big that it's kind of hard to miss.
Exactly.
So, good. You'll find us around. I'm sure.
So, anyway, it's going to be good, you guys. It's going to be an awesome weekend. We're getting stuff ready to show at our event and do. It's just I've been so excited for it.
Yeah,
all
I'm
year.
Stoked.
So anyway, check that out. And also, again, reminder: Mega 64 Time is Running Out Blu-ray coming at the end of November. Mm-hmm. I'm just about done. Tomorrow morning, copies of it will be being printed. Copies made for those who pre-ordered. You'll get them first. You're going to get them before anybody. Pre-order now. It comes out at the end of November, and it turned out really, really cool. I was listening to the commentary all day today, and it was funny. A lot of great stories you've never heard. So check that out. Real fast, let's just open our stuff.
Let's do it.
We got a bunch of stuff in our P.O. box.
Yeah, thank you to everyone.
If you want to send anything in, our podcast, our address is Mega 64 P.O. Box 713090, Santee, California 92072. Everybody got something this week.
It's all separated in certain areas.
As the offspring say.
That was the first pile.
Original okay. Prankster.
This is Mega 64.
That one's just general Mega 64? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's open some of these general
ones. We'll open that. Derek got more packages than anybody. So
where's Derek's pile over by?
I think I put it over.
This is like Christmas.
Wait. Oh, dude.
Look at that. I don't know if it's off of Derek. Is that off of you?
Four things. Yes. You have a cutting tool?
You know it.
All right. I'll start since I got the most.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm the ghost with the most.
Thank you to everybody who sent us stuff in the P.O. box. I don't know who this is from.
This is great. This is great. It's like exciting.
It's like Christmas. I'm supposed to go first, so you gotta go at my own pace.
Okay.
Can you knife me?
Yes.
Look at that. Finger skills.
Alright. He's got them. Here it is. What did he get?
What you got there?
Check this out. Oh, I got. Hold on.
What is that?
What is that?
Fuck.
Looks like a murder note.
Is it like a press release for a
game? Is that written in blood?
This is confusing.
Is that more brittle floss?
Oh, God.
There's a lot of literature here for me to read.
Okay, well. All right. Well,
is that more brittle floss kind of propaganda?
I fucking have.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Tim Tebow. Sean is building a Jets collection.
Good Jets.
If you want to send in any Jets merchandise, send it to Sean.
Them together.
Oh.
So you have a quarterback and a backup quarterback.
Can we do a mic test?
Dude. Okay, here's what this is. Oh, this is cool. So there's a game. It's a Doskish.
Sorry.
This fucking guy. Oh, time is running out on Garrett. So I'm going to talk about this, and then we're going to think about getting rid of Garrett.
Yeah, right. It wasn't hard for me to concentrate earlier when I was trying to talk to Ethan. Sorry.
He is so fucking done.
Sorry.
Say goodnight to your dreadlocked friend, everybody. Gabriel Knight came out 20 years ago. This year's the 20-year re-release.
I remember that.
This is a free Steam code to play the
game. Cool. Oh, awesome.
Very cool.
Oh, cool.
Sent from Catherine from Missouri. Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to play this.
So it's just someone who sent that? It's not like the company?
I don't know.
It seems like it's the company that sent that. Yeah, look, that's public relations. So the company sent this in.
Oh!
Wow, yeah. That's an official thing. Well, thank you.
Well, then thank you, PinkertonRoad.com.
Hey, I want to say I opened this.
Yeah, what is it?
We got Tim Tams, baby.
Oh!
And it's addressed to the group. That's
Whoa!
Right. That's
Tim
right.
Tams? Look at how many...
Derek Acosta's reign is over. That's right. One for me. But you know what? Hey, I'm giving one for you. You still get one. Don't worry about it. Bam.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa.
Bam.
Thank you.
Look. Thank you. One of those.
Hey, hey, Kevin, you want one? There you go.
I think I should give Derek. I think I should give Derek my first one.
Derek, you want one?
Yeah.
There you go. Whoops.
Oh, it's a Tim Tam.
Do you want to open and take one?
It's a Christmas miracle.
Okay. All right.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Part of the audio version where it's just crinkling.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Let's see it.
Okay. This marks the end of Tim Tam Gate. It's over.
What?
It's Thank over. You for accepting my apology.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
We have time left?
Oh, thank you.
We got time.
Well, while he gets that ready, I'm very confused because this says that this is a gift from Rocco Bodie.
Wait.
I'm back.
The pack from the freezer?
The debt has been paid.
Put it back, right on.
Back in the freezer.
We did it!
I've learned a valuable lesson.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Don't eat the food in the fridge without the consequences.
No, it was abandoned. It's not a big deal. Okay.
I didn't say it was abandoned. Why is this a gift from Rocco?
What is it?
I don't know.
I didn't give you anything.
It says a gift from Rocco, and then there's a little... It's like actually in a wrapped box.
What is it?
And there's a really cryptic message that says why.
Why? Okay, open it.
Open it. Let's find out
why.
Why?
Why? Ew. There's a ribbon? I've forgotten something.
Gabriel Knights. Thank you. Thank you once again for Gabriel Knights. I was sent from the publisher. Check out GabrielKnight20th.com.
This is,
it's legit. Oh! It's
what?
Four Tim Tams!
From Rocco? Rocco sent me a box of Tim Tams?
That was so nice!
That's nice, Rocco. Thank you. Do you want one from my box as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something from Jared.
Jared, yeah. Thorban.
Jared, the Tim Tam gatekeeper.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Here. Period. The first sentence, literally, is one word, says here. Here. Doing something funny with this. It was 14 cents. Shipped. Jared Thorban.
Wow. That's a deal.
Oh, it's a video game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's an Xbox video game. We got High School Musical 3.
What?
Dance.
14 cents.
They got ripped.
Yeah, rip off. You get what you pay for.
The plastic of the case is probably worth more than 30.
Thank you, Jared. Oh, I got two games to play. Which one do I play first? Gabriel Knights, sent to me by the publisher, or Jared's 14 cents purchase of High School Musical 3.
From
senior year.
From Jeremy.
All right, what is it?
What do you got? You sound upset.
You sound bummed.
Shut up.
Jets fans!
Yeah! Up! Jets country.
I don't like the fucking Jets.
But I do love video games, so keep sending me more.
Yeah, send more Jets merch to Sean.
No, this to me.
P.O. Box 713.
Like, you want some chocolate?
Hey,
yeah.
Sean, I have a surprise. Today when I was out, I saw these Chargers figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks I didn't send you those. Anyway, Jets figures, send them to Sean. P.O. Box 713090.
Careful with
that. It doesn't just have to be figures. It can be anything that says Jets on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from...
No, Sean has a massive figure collection. He wants to expand.
Oh.
Eric, I have two Tim Tebows. That's my figure collection.
Now, there's no name listed here, but someone, one of our friends in the UK or Scotland or Ireland or somewhere, let's see, from... Yeah, it doesn't say.
Which Ireland?
But they sent us Tato Crisps, which, according to some of our overseas friends, are like the best chips. So we'll see. We got a bunch of bags of those.
Or do they refer to them as crisps? Packet of crisps.
Yeah, they refer to them as crisps. Okay. Anyone want to try these?
Yeah, let's have a smorgasbord. Open that fucker up.
Derek, what do you got there?
Oh, it's individual.
So
bags.
This is
This is actually.
That's look at that.
A birthday gift.
Hold on.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
This is all individual bags of chips.
Oh,
nice.
Oh wow!
How weird that packaging doesn't make sense.
Cheese and onion. All right.
So this is a birthday gift from Cheyenne, and she says she made some propaganda art from a few podcasts ago, a discussion if I was president.
Cheyenne is a great fan. She's a very, very big fan. She's very cool.
She called in. I streamed the other night when I was waiting on this thing to burn, and she called in. Yeah, it was cool.
These are very oniony.
Good. That's a good...
There's no bullshit.
I want to try after we see this
propaganda. Throw them back.
You could be a first lady. Apply today. See Lil B, Czar of First Ladies.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
look at that art. That's awesome.
That's it. Lil B, Czar of First Ladies.
Got
another propaganda piece in here. What in the world is in that bag? An American flag.
Oh, that's great. Well, this art is awesome.
United States of Derek.
A lot of work went into that.
You're awesome. What in the world is in that bag? An American flag.
You should hire her as your social media coordinator.
These are very oniony.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of... Wow.
She wrote ludicrous lyrics.
She wrote all the lyrics to Southern Hospitality in the background of this and put the national anthem by Ludacris.
Wow.
And she changed What in the World is in That Bag, an American flag. It was awesome. Awesome, Cheyenne, thank you.
This next one is my favorite.
Final one.
Solitary confinement. This could be you. And we're kicking people into the pit of solitary confinement.
Boom.
What is that? I don't remember that.
300 style.
300 style. Yeah, that's a foot.
If you don't remember? We had to go there.
Yeah. Anybody, fucking dissidents, which is basically everyone in the room, except for the unnamed cameraman, gets put in solitary confinement. Only I have a name in the United States of Derek. New law.
This is legitimately awesome. This thing I just got is from Jeremy. I don't know if it's the same Jeremy. Jeremy O.
No, it's Jeremy.
But this is really incredible and poignant, and I want to say thank you. Not only for the letter, but Sean got family Jets decals for the whole family.
Look, there's Emma and Beckett.
Every family member.
And all the kids.
The new kids, the dog.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, we're going to put those on Sean's car.
And we'll film it.
And he will send you a picture this week to show you how much he appreciated it. So thank you, Jeremy.
Here's another
heartfelt letter, but better.
I just ripped that one open. Okay. That's a lot.
I get so excited when I see my name on a package, and it's always Jet stuff.
It's great.
So you don't want anyone to send you stuff?
That's so nice.
Do you want some more chocolate? Gifts for you, Sean.
Hey, real quick. No. What's the problem with the Jets?
I don't like them.
What?
Okay, that's not a reason.
I don't like feet, but you won't put shoes on.
That's not what I heard.
Rex Ryan, you're going to get fired soon. Get ready.
You sound like a Jets fan.
Yeah. You sound like you're trying to make the team better.
That's everything a Jets fan would say.
No.
Yeah. Is he the guy who likes his wife's feet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he is.
Why is Jeremy so mad about that? It's his wife. He can like her feet.
Jeremy sent a separate package as well saying, look out for a great gift for Sean, which were the stickers. We just got those. But he said, and a snack for everybody else. Red Vines.
Oh wow.
Can't go wrong with the red vines.
Alright, I just opened this box. Inside is another box within a box, classic trick. And an envelope. Right. But the envelope says, keep your gift a surprise, unwrap your present before opening the envelope. So we'll do that.
Wow. Okay.
Here is the box within a box. A gift within a gift.
Step one, put a hole in the box.
Now do I open this thing? Or do I open the box?
Yeah. This is kind of what happened to me,
I think I know what's in there.
I don't. A plea for peace on Tim Tam Gauzy.
Uh-oh, is it? No, is it more Tim Tam?
Yes. Are you considering upgrading your iPad? What kind would you most likely settle on?
What?
I'm not.
Tim Cook from Apple?
I'm not considering upgrading because I got fucked with my first gen, but I would probably go with one of the new minis, which I hope is inside here. Oh.
Derek's going to need that for that ribbon.
No, I got knives for fingers.
He looks like Wolverine.
Well, figured it out.
I'm like Freddy Krueger. Except I'm not burnt up. Okay. I think we know what it is. It's more.
Or not.
Oh, man.
Tim Tams.
Maybe he sent us both Tim Tams.
What's in the envelope?
Oh yeah. The added riddle.
Hold on a second.
Making this as mysterious as you can.
A receipt for Tim Tams!
Oh.
You don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Especially, I appreciate the Tim Tams, the birthday gift, and the two badass video games. Once again, I'm just going to give another shout out because it was an official plug, and that makes me feel so special. Gabriel Knight, 20th. .com.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Gabriel Knight 20th anniversary re-release.
What is that?
Real quick, I was missing the ones that were addressed specifically to me. This one was sent by, just real fast, Matthew S. sent me a copy of Dread on Blu-ray, and he said you should watch this.
What?
So
why does everyone who likes Dread have to make everyone else watch Dread?
Well, I'm dreading watching.
They got to prove that why they like it.
Hey, this does
because it's like the Bible of movies.
That's what I've heard. Ryan Reed said it was like a more action-packed bad teacher. Mm-hmm. I threw him under the bus. He didn't ask for that.
Sean brought him off at the beginning of the podcast.
For what? For being who he is.
But doctor?
Yeah, please.
Oh, real quick.
Oh, shit.
One more package.
Is it Tim Tams?
Don't spoil it.
Okay, there's a thing.
Don't spoil that.
It says,
that'd be really
you
shit.
You sounded like you liked them. Oh, I wonder what this is going to be.
It's from the same guy.
Is it going to be puss?
That sucks because everyone got him but Sean.
It's from Douglas.
Yeah, Sean got cool-ass Jets merch.
Yeah.
You can't eat that.
This ribbon ain't coming off.
It's so fucked up.
Well, Kevin.
Well,
maybe,
hey,
maybe
I just want to say I got the ribbon off.
Maybe.
No problem.
You know another one?
I got it off.
No.
Have a Tim.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Bam. I don't need dinner.
Oh, bam.
It's a Sicilian message.
You know that Amazon's like, what the fuck is Tim Tam
served?
What the hell happened?
Thank you. Well, thank you.
And with that, we say...
Like the Three Musketeers. Like the Three Musketeers. All for Tim and all for Tam. And Tam for all.
Hip hip hooray.
Eat Tim Tams and let's kill...
The white man.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming for you, whitey.